So thanks to Lindsay and to the Praise Band, and thanks for coming out this evening and sharing with myself from God's Word tonight. It's a real pleasure to be here. I feel as if I'm amongst genuine friends here at Bethany. I know virtually all of you really well, and always appreciate coming and sharing with you something from my heart and something I believe that God has placed on my heart to chat to you about tonight on this little study from God's precious Word. We're going to look at the book of Philippians and chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, and we'll do a little study from these first 14 verses. Some weeks ago I had this in my daily notes, and at that stage I realised I was coming to speak tonight, but I had no subject in mind, and the more I read of this passage, the more I got from it, and I trust it as I share with you this evening, you'll gain something from it also. So Philippians chapter 3, and it's the first 14 verses. Let's read them together from God's Word. It says this, it's entitled No Confidence in the Flesh. As Paul is writing here, he says, "Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those men who do evil, those mutilators of the flesh, for it is we who are the circumcision, we who worship by the Spirit of God, who glory in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reasons for such confidence. If anyone else thinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church, as for legalistic righteousness, faultless." In verse 7, "But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss, compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." I'm sure God will bless to us all the public reading of his precious Word tonight. So we're going to do a little study from the book of Philippians, and we're going to consider these 14 verses together tonight. And if you were to look for a heading for what I'd like to share with you, it's that on the screen there, the value of Christ. When a little boy fell out of bed during the night, his mum ran through to inquire what had happened, and a little boy replied this, "Mum, I stayed too near to where I got in." And you know, see, for many Christians today, they conduct their lives in the same way. I suppose they become satisfied that they have been saved, that their sins have been forgiven, and they live contented lives knowing that there is a place assuring them or assured them in heaven. In other words, as Christians, many Christians will stay too near to where they got in. And as a result, many Christians today will experience spiritual boredom and really ineffective spiritual lives. Paul who wrote these words could never be accused of settling for where he got in with regards to his Christian experience. Paul believed